Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Sammet alongside Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, today's show, it's either going to be one of the best shows we've ever done or one of the worst shows we've ever done.
Let's flip a coin now.
And it has nothing to do with the guests. We have wonderful guests.
It's gonna have mostly to do with you and me. Hey,
right.
So I would like to get the show off to a great start if I could. I would like to do a quick shout out if I can. Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm an independent financial advisor and I love return on investment and I love getting good value for my money. And I want to do a quick shout out to the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, which houses our wonderful studios. I've got an anniversary coming up. I talked with Lisa and her team here at Sonesta, and they are going to hook me up, me and my wife up, with a wonderful anniversary getaway. So I just love working with them. Can't wait to eat in the Grapevine or the Art Bar. I mean, it's just a great place, and they're great people to work with.
And so. Apparently you're going to have an audience when you're in your getaway.
Absolutely.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But no, that's good.
The audience agrees with me.
They are good people here at the Sonesta.
They're fantastic.
But we have some other good people here in the studio.
That's right. Wonderful people. Can't wait to meet them.
Joining us from Sage Dental is Rhonda Cox. She's the Director of Operations. And then we have the a partner with B2B CFO, Art Bottoms, is here in the studio.
Well done.
Well, it wasn't that well done.
Well, I'm just trying to encourage you. We're trying to get off to a good start so we don't screw up the show.
Thank you for the positive reinforcement. Let's start off with Rhonda Cox with Sage Dental. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning.
Great to have you here in the studio. Sage Dental, you have multiple locations in the Atlanta area, but give us a brief description of Sage Dental. What do you guys do?
Well, we do everything from cosmetic dentistry all the way up to oral surgery. So whatever your needs are in the dentist field, we can handle it.
Fantastic. Now, Sage Dental has multiple locations. So let's focus just on the metro Atlanta area. What are some of the locations around here where you guys are at? And specifically Gwinnett, too.
We have Midtown. Mm-hmm. We have two in Marietta. We have Roswell, Johns Creek, Cumming. We have Suwanee, Buford, Tucker. I believe I got them all.
I think almost anywhere anyone is in the metro area, they can take advantage of Sage Dental.
Exactly.
There's one nearby.
Absolutely.
A lot of dentists in the Atlanta area and elsewhere. What makes you guys a little bit different?
Well, when you're a new patient with Sage Dental, you're a new patient one time. So let's say you work on one side of Atlanta, but live on another, and you have an emergency. You can go into any one of our locations, and we're able to pull up your x-rays, your chart notes, and we can go ahead and treat you. You don't have to go back to the same dentist. So we can make sure that we take care of you. That's one of the things that we pride ourselves with. And also, we, like I said, we do everything from cosmetic to oral surgery. So any needs that you have, we can definitely meet those needs.
A lot of times when a business has multiple locations, especially in medical and dental, a lot of times one doctor will try and be covering a lot of different locations. Is that the case with Sage, or does each place have its own dentist? Kind of talk about the staffing, since you're director of operations.
So each location has their own dentist. we really work at building relationships with our patients. So our dentists get to know you, but as far as our specialist goes, our specialists do travel from one location to the next.
Well, we're talking with Rhonda Cox with Sage Dental here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and all good businesses, that they start with a vision. Tell us about Sage's vision.
Our vision is to collate your health in the dentist field. It's just not a hurt tooth. It's just not a broken tooth. It is the gateway to your body. And it's very important that we start educating people on how to be healthy for the rest of their body. There's such things as gum disease that goes undiagnosed very often. That leads to heart disease, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. So we want to start there and get you healthy there so that you don't have other issues going on within the body.
You know, people think about dentists in the old days. I don't want to go to the dentist. But for those that have not maybe been to a dentist in years, mm-hmm. maybe they fear the dentist. I know technology-wise, I mean, it's nothing like it used to be. What do you say to that person that's maybe fearful of going to the dentist?
Well, we sit and we talk with our patients. We have to first identify why they're afraid. And once we identify why they're afraid, then we can treat them in such a way to where they're comfortable. A lot of it goes back to, you know, shots that they got when they were getting numb. Obviously, the needles are not as big now as they used to be. So, but we've got nitrous. We have different things that can put patients at ease when they have some dental needs.
And doesn't that go back to the talking with the patient and getting to know them and trying to, you know, I mean, that you're trying to build a relationship and a rapport.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And are you a family dentistry? Do you also take care of children as well?
We do.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. there's some that just do adults, some do just children. So you can do the whole family.
Exactly.
In fact, you were giving a testimony before the show.
Yeah. I love doing this show because I love getting to meet new business owners. And then I also love when, because you actually set up the interview, and here comes Sage Dental. And my wife, Stacy, could not be a bigger fan of Sage Dental. We were looking for a new dentist, which is going to lead to my next question that I'm going to ask you. But we ended up at Sage, and she just came home and went, our search is over. I don't know if I've ever been to a better dentist in my life. From the moment she walked in the door all the way through meeting with Dr. Chang, she just raving about how much time they spent, how they got to know him. And then when she went back, because one of my kids had a cavity, and they came back and it was like, hey, just like they were seeing old friends again.
Like family.
It was only the second time in. So you are director of operations. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
It is operating well.
Thank you.
That's very good. So my question was going to be, a lot of people, the topic of insurance, dental insurance, no insurance, specials, rate card, money is a factor, right?
Right.
So how do you guys work with your patients when it comes to the financial side of things?
So we have, we take just about every insurance that's out there, first and foremost, HMOs, PPOs, discount plans, but we also have a VIP program for people that do not have insurance. And we really want to work with people because we want, again, go back to our vision to get people healthy. That's our main focus, is getting them healthy. And so we have different avenues of payment options and that sort of thing. So,
you know, Mike, you talked about in the old days and people, there's this stigma of not wanting to go to the dentist. The other thing from the old days is medicine was, we're going to do what we can to make you better. You know, and my grandmother used to tell the stories of working with doctors who said, just pay what you can when you can. And I'm not saying that's their policy to necessarily, but it's, we want to work with you. We want to help you get to where you need to get to.
Exactly.
I thought you might bring up the old story of the dentist that would, you know, hand out the candy all the time, hoping the kids get the cavities so they get more business coming in. But we want to take care of people. And you prefer maybe sometimes, you know, business is fine. You're always going to have plenty of business. You want to take care of people, maybe have them not have to come in for emergencies other than their cleanings and so forth. So what can our listeners do out there so they can have good dental care and a beautiful smile in 2018?
Well, they need to brush every day.
Oh, I forgot that part. Okay.
Floss every day.
I thought I smelled something, Mike.
Forgot that part too. Okay.
And water. Water is great. I'm sure Dr. Chang shared with your wife that after a meal, just the simple thing of drinking some water helps with your oral health.
Now, he did share that, by the way.
Yeah.
That's cool. Dr. Chang is not even here and he's getting such great publicity today.
Absolutely. Hashtag Dr. Chang.
So obviously your wife found Sage Dental, but yes. I'd like to find out how you drum up new business because it is a very competitive area. And I know once they come through the doors there, I'm sure they're going to have the same experience that Steven's wife had. But how do you get them there in the first place? Now I met somebody from Sage Dental a few months ago and they looked at me and they're like, oh my God, you got to come to our place. In fact, I'm going to give you some teeth whitener when I come see you. It was.
That's a great, there's many different ways to network. That's one of them.
Holy cow.
And I'm not even. You need to come in.
I know. I'm not even British. Can you imagine?
Well, and it was.
Wait a minute. I just ticked off every British listener we have.
Oh, well, there we go.
That was a joke.
Gwinnett Business Radio, no longer playing in Britain.
Yes.
Did you have a question in there, Mike?
I'm actually just kidding. That was not how I met the wonderful Caitlin from Sage Dental. But how do you drum up business? I assume Caitlin, who is part of your staff, is probably a big part of drumming up new business.
Yes, she's always out there in the community getting to know people out in the community, such as yourself. And she's making those connections, building relationships. She's always, and it's really important for us as a company to give back to our communities. So she's always looking for areas for us to plug into. Like, for instance, she found at Christmas, we were a part of Clark Howard's Christmas, where we wrapped Christmas presents for, foster children. So it's really important to us as a company to do those type of things. And she's always out there marketing and putting our name out there. And she's doing a great job with that. But you can also find us on the web at mysagedental.com.
Okay.
Is there a new, so for people who've never tried it before, is there a new patient offer or anything like that? I'm looking to get a scoop. I'm a financial advisor. I'm always looking to save money. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, if you don't have insurance, we have our new patient exam, x-rays, and a healthy mouth cleaning for $69.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Well, that kind of took me back. I thought for sure it'd be at least over $100, the x-rays and everything.
Yep.
That's
it's almost like they want to get new patients so that they can fulfill their vision of getting people.
That's great stuff. I love everything you've talked about. I see a partnership between Business Radio X and Sage Dental, I hope, somewhere down the line, because these are the kind of folks that we like to work with.
Well, first of all, Mike, before you get that business partnership, they want your partnership of getting your teeth whiter.
I'm talking about just giving back to the community. How can we support Sage Dental?
I'm talking about giving back to your teeth.
Well, yeah, she brought me some whitener today.
Yeah.
She said, start using this.
I have to sit across from you every week. So they're giving back to me as well when they give back to you.
All right. For those, and you gave the website again, is that the best way to find out everything about Sage Dental, the services, the locations?
Yes.
Okay. So the website once again is?
MySageDental.com.
S-A-G-E, SageDental.com, MySageDental.com. Great. Rhonda, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Great stuff. And thank you for coming in. Rhonda Cox with Sage Dental here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
You know, Mike, she brought some great wisdom to us. All good businesses start with a vision. Should we find out what your vision of Business Radio X is?
Yes.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you after you read this.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. So everybody listen up and get your pens ready because Mike is going to drop some wisdom on you. But before he does that, I also want you to know that if you like Yacht Rock Review, then you need to come see them at 7 p.m. on March 3rd at Sugarloaf Country Club in Duluth at the second annual Pigs and Pearls Party. The event is put on by the WES Leukemia Research Foundation to raise funds for leukemia research. Enjoy a delicious barbecue dinner, premium open bar, dance the night away with Yacht Rock Review, all for a great cause. By the way, at the end of that barbecue dinner, make sure you wash your mouth out with some water before you go to the premium open bar. And then after that, wash your mouth out with some water. We learned that.
Would vodka work? If we could use vodka?
No, it's clear like water, but it's not water. Okay. So.
Well, it would kill the germs better, don't you think?
That's probably true. I stand corrected, Mike. So check out Yacht Rock Review, March 3rd, 7 p.m., Sugarloaf Country Club. Get your early bird tickets at wesfoundation.org.
I think Rhonda's a big fan.
She was. That was awesome.
Yeah. I might be able to help you with some tickets,
She has a hat.
Okay.
I love it. I like barbecue and open bars, so.
Between the two of you, you guys are going to rock.
There you go.
All right. My vision is have fun. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
And the vision of Business Radio X is amplify the voice of business. And we're going to do that for yet another business leader.
Yes, we are now joined by Art Bottoms. He's a partner with B2B CFO. Art, welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show.
Glad to have you here. B2B CFO. Tell us about your company. What do you do?
We're the nation's largest CFO services firm. been around since 1987. You know, our focus is on small to medium-sized privately held businesses. We offer the standard CFO services along with business transition or exit services to help small business owners.
Okay, so you say standard CFO services. Let's dive into that a little bit more. What does that entail?
Well, that entails basically from a very high level, you know, tying operations to financial performance. And that's really how you add value to a business. All the partners in the firm have at least 25 years CFO experience. I have over 30 years, so I'm a little older than some of those guys, but and mainly in the Atlanta area here. So,
if you have 30 years experience, that means you started at age 15. So congratulations on that. I think there might be some small business owners. Maybe they've only been in business a couple of years. Maybe they've kind of been treading water or keeping their head above water, running their business, and they hear tying financial operations with financial performance, and they might think, well, my bookkeeper does a P&L statement for me every month. Isn't that CFO? Can you take them that next step? What's beyond just, well, I've got my P&L statement.
You know, how you really add value is looking forward, not backwards. That's the big key. So you want to make sure that you're projecting, and then cash always matters.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to help businesses in the area increase cash flow.
So really you're kind of taking the numbers and you're helping them kind of break down the codes, look ahead. What do these numbers mean? Where should you be going from here? Giving some advice in some respects.
Absolutely. That's okay. A good way to put it.
What are the types of businesses that you work with and the size of businesses that you typically work with?
I work with my client base is from a startup companies that have just went through an ESOP, you know, that have just went through a transition. So, you know, typically, you know, any size business that's privately held, we can work with. You know, we can work with little larger businesses on the transition or the exit. But yeah, I mean, it's mainly that small to medium sized businesses. It gives them the ability to hire a seasoned CFO. And, you know, those companies that really can't afford to bring one in full time. That's what we do.
Now, as far as other CFO, I'll just say competition kind of in the area, there might be somebody who says, well, I'm a CFO out for hire. So they're just an individual running their business and they offer to do partial CFO work for different companies. I guess this is where we would want to talk a little bit more about B2B CFO. You said it's a national organization. So kind of what does B2B CFO bring to the table where they're standing behind you and you can offer something different to the small business owner?
Well, I think what makes us different from those guys is we try to make it very simple for the business owner. And how we do that, we have a 5-step process on the CFO services that any business owner can understand. We walk them through that. And then on the exit, the transition side, we have a 10-step process that we go through. Like I said, we've been around since 1987. You got a bunch of CFOs. There's a lot of process. We also have software and books that are available to the small to medium-sized business owner, and it allows them to really understand what we're doing. So it's like you can hire a fractional CFO, and you're basically paying them per hour. But what we try to do is come in and do more of a consultative approach. So basically, we're solving problems, and once we solve those problems, we start the loop again. So if you have a business issue or if there's a benefit that we see that we can help you with, you know exactly what we're working on, and it gets accomplished in a time frame.
So. Mike, he used the term CFO and simpler for the business owner in the same sentence.
That's impressive.
That might be a first in the history of the world.
You mentioned an exit strategy and transitioning maybe into your own CFO one day that you bring on board. So how long is usually the engagement with B2B CFO? Do they usually engage with you for months at a time? Can it be a year at a time? How does that typically work, a time frame?
You know, we try to stay in with these businesses for the full life cycle. And basically how we do that is we take them, the CFO service piece, you know, we're building the value. With the exit piece, we're putting the teams together, getting the relationships together to sell the business. So then we're realizing the value for the business owner. And then we have relationships with wealth managers and guys like that. So we help maintain the wealth that's created from the value. So we're a full life cycle view of a CFO. You wouldn't use us for a year and get things fixed with your business or anything like that. You would it would be a long-term engagement. And that really makes us different, I think.
Steven mentioned, and you mentioned a nationwide presence. If you're working with the company, are you typically working with the same individual the whole time? Or maybe you may have multiple people helping you?
You're typically working with the same individual. But what it allows us to do is we share intellectual property, I guess you would say. So basically, I can get any question answered. We can work with any type of business. I mean, we have over 225 partners across the nation. So I can get any question answered for you.
And to piggyback on Mike's question, if businesses are all about relationships, so you're located here in the Gwinnett County area, but if you develop a relationship, someone hears this interview, kind of likes what you're saying, reaches out to you, and they're in a different part of the country, can you work with anyone at any part of the country?
I can, but typically I would work with the business owners in Atlanta, but I can definitely introduce them to a partner that could help them.
And that kind of goes back to one of the key points of your business is that the best business can be done face-to-face. I mean, there is the element of face-to-face and being local and kind of understanding the local market that this business owner is working in too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we will work in their office. You know, my current clients, I'm going to their office.
Okay.
And to do the CFO services work.
Steven asked you earlier, what makes you different from maybe some other companies or individuals that will offer their CFO services? And one thing that I see here in the notes is an educational series. Talk more about that.
Yeah, we have a new, it's called the Business Sales Solution. And we're very educational. And so we want to add value to the business community. It's not always about getting a client. So we're going to have a complimentary educational series called the Business Sales Solution, where we're going to bring owners in free of charge and teach how to sell their business and give them some of the pitfalls and kind of give them real advice that they can use. It's a 90-minute presentation, and we'll be starting that in this area at the end of March. It's already started across the nation with all the B2B CFO partners, but the intent there is really just to educate. And that's a good thing about our firm. I mean, we're really trying to add value to the business community.
So that's one great way that any business owner listening, especially here in the Metro Atlanta area, can start a connection with you is come learn something, right? Maybe hear something they've never heard before. Let me also ask if a business owner is saying, that's great, I might go to that, but also I just want to start the conversation. I just want to kind of start an initial consultation, kind of walk someone through. They've met you at a networking, or they hear this interview and they say, I think I want to talk to Art a little bit more. What's the process look like? You know, especially the introduction and consultation that I'm assuming the first conversation's free.
It is. Yeah. And we call it a discovery analysis. And basically what we do is we'll meet with the business owner and his staff and interview those guys. We'll put together a discovery analysis, which benchmarks their business to the industry. And it also will find key issues that we see that could be, or benefits that we could add or help them with, or help them with. Then we'll have a strategy session with these guys, explain the findings. And even if they don't hire us, they still get that information. So they're able to benchmark to the industry and get some things solved. So
We're talking with Art Bottoms with a B2B CFO here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Real quick, want to get back to the educational series that you guys do to find out dates and locations. Would that be on the website?
We're working out the dates now.
Okay.
It's going to be the end of March. But you would go to my website for the local dates, which is www.artbottomscfo.com. Our national website is www.b2bcfo.com.
Okay. And on my notes here are something about a why statement. Why does this matter to small business? What's a why statement?
The important thing that we do and why a business owner really needs us is because most of their wealth is tied up in their business and in small to medium-sized businesses.
And Steven shakes his head vigorously.
Yes. Amen. It's very true. It's the biggest investment they have.
It's really a buyer's market when they go to realize the value of that business. And there's certain things that they can do years before by hiring somebody like us that can help them sell that business and realize that value. So, so the why is for a business owner, why they would use us is if they really want to realize that value, they really need to start thinking about it now. So
Great stuff. Art Bottoms with B2B CFO. You gave the website, I'm assuming. Anything else they want to know about services, what you offer, maybe how to get in touch with you, would all be on that website.
It would. Let me give you my email address. Give the business owners my email address. It's real simple. artbottoms@b2bcfo.com. Just email me. I'll answer any questions that any of the business owners in the community have.
Great. Art, thank you for stopping by.
All right. Thank you.
Art Bottoms with B2B CFO here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Thank you to Art. Also, thank you to Rhonda Cox with Sage Dental for joining us as well.
Mike, you said at the beginning of the show that it might be one of the best or one of the worst. I'm really leaning toward one of the best. And you know why? We got challenged with having a vision, right, from Rhonda and Sage Dental. And now you challenged yourself with what is our why statement?
I learned a lot today.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and Art gave a great tease, by the way. That was great radio teasing, saying it's going to be the end of March. You're going to have to check my website and get it. Well done, Art. Well done.
It's That's like good. He's done it before.
He has. He's a grizzled veteran of 30 years in the CFO. I want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio comes to you live every Thursday at 10 o'clock on Business Radio X. And we broadcast from the wonderful Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. Love is what makes a Subaru, Mike. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people, real people, sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe, like Mike, you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
And if you love the show, you can listen to this show or any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com. Click on the Gwinnett Studio. You'll see all our weekly shows, all our monthly shows, and they're there for the podcast. Also, we're on iTunes, so check out all these shows. They're available on iTunes. You can subscribe there. We're also all over social media, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all that kind of stuff. So check us out there as well. Big thank you to Trey for keeping us on the air and putting us on the air. And looks like you got something else you want to say before
just
I wrap it up.
Enjoying the professional dulcet tones of Mike Salmon, professional business radio X guy.
Wrong.
But I was also distracted by your teeth. So I'm glad you're going to go visit Sage Dental, and I am too.
I don't want to talk now. I want to keep my mouth shut. All right. Thank you again to everybody. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Be the man. You got to beat the man. Woo!